6:50. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. My next guest joining us all the way from Singapore, David Scott, author of the novel The Longest Distance. He is, he does a lot of things, including directing a global education think tank in Singapore. Hey, David, thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, yeah, good evening to you, Michael. Yeah. Happy to be back.
Yeah, and you're, what is it, morning over there?
It's morning, but at least it's a decent hour. Sometimes I'm doing these interviews at what we would call crazy or somewhat insane time. So, thank you for having me on at a reasonable hour.
Sure. What is life like for you? What do you do exactly on a daily basis out there in Singapore?
Well, you know, it's a combination of, I do my writing, but as you've mentioned, I run an education think tank here, which we, just basically look at the role that education plays in the improvement of individuals and societies.
And why Singapore? Why aren't you doing this not here in the U.S.?
Well, I spent a good portion of my career in the United States, and we built out, school systems and did a number of things over there. And, my life travels. Ever since I was a little boy, I just knew that one country alone wasn't going to be enough. So just experiencing the world along the way and hopefully adding a bit of value in the process.
I mean, there's so much happening here. We've got Common Core coming through here in Michigan. Mm-hmm. The funding issue is always a big point of discussion, and then the charter schools. What do you view as the biggest, looking from the outside, what is the biggest problem with our education system here?
I would say that we have bad memories. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, you look at Singapore's education system, and in just over a generation, it went from an illiterate nation to essentially the number two education system in the world, top to bottom, from preschool to university. And, everyone looks at it, what's the Singapore formula? What's their story? But their story was our story, Michael, back in the mid-20th century. We had, a vision, we had commitment, we committed the resources, the entire community was involved in the education process.
But in terms of the classroom, what is happening in there that we're not quite doing here in the classroom?
Well, they still have a sense of discipline, structure, and respect. Mm-hmm. Now, the structure has some limitations. They, in terms of EQ development, for example, the qualities of collaborating or communicating and problem solving. Singapore is still working that part out. But in terms of the respect for the teacher, teachers aren't spending all their time on classroom management related issues, and quite frankly, sometimes in surrogate parenthood, like we are in the States.
Well, but can you instill that? How do we create that here in the U.S.?
Well, it's interesting with Common Core and everything. Everyone's talking about, No Child Left Behind prior to that. Everyone's talking about getting back to the basics. But what we're forgetting is the basics and the fundamental of living. Basics started really with a solid family, solid home life. And, we've kind of gotten away in the last two generations, Michael, where we're chasing after matter, the material, and we forgot what I would call the more material meaning of life, which is relationships.
Should we feel good about our general education system here in the U.S., the K-12 system, or do we have a major problem?
I tend to be optimistic because I have a great faith in the human spirit. But I would say, in particular in America has an unparalleled capability of reinventing itself. And my greatest concern right now is apathy. My greatest concern is this feeling that, I can't do anything about it. So nobody's lifting the necessary hand, because it's going to take everybody involved from all sectors in order to actually fix the system. And it's going to take a commitment, Michael. It's going to take 10 years, 15-year plans, not 2 to 4 year election cycle swings.
The Common Core, is that taking us in the right direction?
Common Core is taking us in the right direction in that we need a national set of standards. But it needs to be the delivery of it, the implementation of it, has to be left in the local hands at the state and district levels. But you know what, Michael, we're not competing. Maine and Mississippi and California are no longer competing against one another for jobs. We're competing against the world, and it's important that we now take notice that we need a national set of standards and objectives of what our kids need to know in order to be competitive globally.
Well, tell me this then. How does a senior in high school, let's say here in Lansing or East Lansing, compared to a senior in Singapore? How would you stack them up against each other?
Well, you know, I think a senior in high school in Singapore, for example, is well prepared in terms of the basic skills and knowledge. The IQ development there certainly far superior to where our average senior is. We still have an edge on the Asian education systems in terms of our development of EQ, which is, in the simplest of terms, you can have knowledge, but if you can't relate it to one another in terms of how we work together, in terms of how we communicate, in terms of how we problem solve and create, then knowledge is a dead end. So you need both. I would say the country that actually solves that equation of EQ plus IQ is going to win the day going forward.
Yeah. Which, I'm talking to David Scott, author of the novel The Longest Distance. How much writing do you do, David?
Oh, well, you know, I write, on a regular basis for education. I write for the Huffington Post and other publications. But my novel writing is something that I'm trying to find more time for. We just launched our first novel this past year to great success early on. Thank you, everyone. And, it's a passion that's been inside me ever since I was me.
This is The Longest Distance you're talking about?
Yeah. It's a novel. It's about one man's journey in answer to, if you may say, our questions about life, about love, about truth. But I think it's a journey that we all either are taking or will take at some point in order to sort of unlock the mysteries of what is the really deeper meaning of life as opposed to sort of the superficial day-to-day existence.
But you've lived in the U.S., you're in Singapore now. Do you think you have the answer for yourself on that?
I think I'm moving toward the answer. I have a teacher once that said, just when you think you're there, be careful because it's a slippery slope indeed. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm moving toward the answers, but that's only because I take the time out to unplug and then ultimately to plug in to something deeper. And the way I do it is through meditation, but we could do it through periodic walks, a nice run, contemplation, just disconnecting from the chatter of the world.
What, transcendental meditation?
Well, yeah, the form that I do is just an inward chant that I quite frankly, I've sat in there, and probably some of my board directors wouldn't like to hear this, but I've sat in there on board meetings where I've been quite bored, and I'll just sit there and meditate inwardly while everybody else chatters. But yet what comes forward is sort of a greater wisdom, because when we get into that more peaceful place, we get actually more answers than our mere mind knows exist.
I feel like we just opened a box and now we have to close it. We'll have you on again, David. I actually want to talk to you about this meditation thing a little more. David Scott, author of the book The Longest Distance, online. It's authordavidscott.com. Also, follow him on Twitter @dscottwrites. David, thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Take care.
And, that is it for us. Never have enough time, unfortunately, but there's always another day and another show, and we will be back again tomorrow at 6 p.m. I'm Michael Cohen. Producer Solomon Martin, thank you for joining us tonight, and talk to you tomorrow. Good night.